What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. It is Josh Grisham live on My 100.1, joining the entire country and the world right here in the middle of the U.S. And this morning, I will tell you this much. I cannot contain my excitement. It was an easy yes when the press tour came up because this morning, I am joined by a mesmerizing and incredibly radiant presence that has been giving us memorable turns in her career since 1992. You're going to know her from GoldenEye, Rounders and the Faculty, House on Haunted Hill, the X-Men franchise as Jean Grey, the Taken series opposite Liam Neeson, Nip Tuck, The Blacklist opposite Raymond Red Reddington, James Spader, Hemlock Grove. She's got three upcoming projects, including one that is just out in theaters right now. It is Knights of the Zodiac from Sony Pictures and Stage 6. She portrays Vander in the film. Please welcome the amazing Famke Janssen. Young lady, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. What an introduction.
and Famke, I would not be able to do you justice in such a short period of time, but you've got an amazing project. I was able to check out the screener, and wow, you've got to be proud because you've got an amazing director, an incredible cast, and you guys tackled something that was very passionate in fandom for at least three decades. The Saint Seiya series. You got to feel good about it.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun journey in general in my career because it's been so varied over a couple of decades now. And when this came about, I was not familiar with the manga or the anime. But, you know, then reading the script, I thought, oh, this is interesting. I like the message in this. I like, you know, what this is about, of sort of having to let go of your past to embrace the full potential of who you are for your future self. And, you know, this character that was in the original anime was written as a male. And, you know, then they created this female character for me to play. And then I collaborated very closely with our director on creating a more emotional arc. And I think we succeeded in that, which is rare for these types of movies to actually have that kind of emotional resonance and an arc as a character. So, but I thought it was important because she's faced with such a huge dilemma, and I didn't want to gloss over that. I thought we need to have some payoff.
And it's unique for your character as well, because your motivations aren't necessarily bad. It's kind of played that way early on. And then there's a nice turn as the film moves on, because really your motivations are protecting humanity at any cost. And you see the risks and the changes in that as Vander moves forward in the film. And I mean, I will say this, you're no stranger to large scale productions and grand scale visceral and physical activity, because you've done that in your career. Man, I would say this, the scene chewing that you get to do opposite Madison Eisman is fantastic. But Nick Stahl, you and him on screen, that was a lot of fun. What was that like for you?
Oh, I love Nick. And we worked together on a project years ago. We didn't have much together in the film, but we had met. And it's such a departure for him. It's not how people have seen him in the past. And he trained really hard. He looks very buff and different, and he's great. He's fantastic.
And also to Sean Bean, obviously a legendary actor in his own right, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, and Sean has done so much in this. And did you have knowing of Sean's past career work, where he often dies a lot as a character in his films? And what did you think about that going in and working with Sean?
I guess what we have in common is that we die a lot in movies.
Yes. So,
I always think, like, they do this to foreigners, like, you know, they're different. Let's cast them as the villains and then let's kill them.
And what was that like? I mean, that's a mini reunion for you. And I want to say this and just pay you this compliment. Your life turned and changed a lot. I go back to 1992, Amsterdam, your modeling career. You were so young. But from 92 to 95, we are the lucky ones as fans. And we're blessed that your life turned the way it did. And GoldenEye opened up. Such a long time for you guys. I mean, so many years ago. What was the reunion like? I mean, obviously you'd worked on other projects with Sean, but seeing him after all that time, had you guys stayed connected or caught up?
No, we just, over the years, like I said, we've been able to work together on several projects. But yeah, this nomadic lifestyle that we all lead is, you know, you make friends on movies and you don't see each other for a long time, or, you know, or you stay in touch and you just somehow end up, you know, working together. together again or living in the same city or whatever. But Sean is very talented, obviously, and it was great to reconnect with him in his film.
And Famke, any thoughts from you? Because obviously you round out the cast. Mark Dacascos is in this, and obviously he has done so much. The John Wick franchise, most notably for him. He is great on screen. Any involvement with Mark? But also, I would love your thoughts real quick before I let you go, just on McKenyu, 26 years young and bringing this to live action. A lot of pressure for him, but he nailed it.
Yeah, a lot of pressure for him, but, you know, great to see. And also interesting because he was born in the U.S., but he's, you know, from Japanese parents, and then he moved back to Japan at the, you know, just in recent years. But yeah, great role for him. Obviously, lots of pressure, and he was great. Trained very hard, all of them. You know, the stunt team, and it's just very impressive to see how, you know, these incredible stunt sequences. The stunt team was just magnificent.
And the best part about it is the film really portrayed the epic scale of Saint Seiya in live action. It was really cool to see all of the effects, just the world building was on play. But boy, I tell you, the physical training that everybody went through, yourself especially, because you got some chops in there as well, blocking punches and fighting him well, and I love that so much. You guys really had the preparation. It showed. Well, Famke, I know you've got a very busy tour this morning. We're right up against it, but I cannot express my gratitude enough for the time. This is one of those moments where I wish I could talk to you for so much longer, because you've had a remarkable career. 3 upcoming projects that's going to keep you very, very busy. You have had me since Xenia as a fan, and I will follow your career for the rest of it and whatever you do. I just want to say thank you again for the time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Take care, and you enjoy the rest of your tour.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.